Let's see. These tunnels are so old now. I doubt anyone has them mapped properly. Oh, but that's all right. It's all about the journey, isn't it, my dear? Why are you worried, my little mouse? You're worried for my safety. Do you think I cannot handle my little sisters? Don't you look away from me. Don't you dare. Those moments where I can't see you are the moments that have caused me the most harm. Tell me, plainly, what is bothering you? You have a spine, and you've steeled it during every interaction you have with me. Steel yourself once more, and speak. How peculiar it is to have someone care for my well-being so much that they'd call into question my absolute power, my ability to bring nations to ruins. I'm not even offended. That is refreshing. No. Don't apologize, my sweet. Instead, tell me how you want me to spoil you. One moment. We can address your being a servant in a bit. For now... Yes. There are numerous hidden chambers in the walls of these tunnels, provided one has the magic to unlock them. Do forgive the mess I've been having to bribe the cell dwellers to move things about for me. Yes, I do in fact mean the little silver man-eating monsters that do little else besides screech. Chatty fellows, but with the love of gold that supersedes their love of munching on little meese like you. Now, here we are. That is certainly a small mountain of gold, gems, weapons, and other luxuries in this nice, endless room. Do forgive me if you find... anything reminiscent of a teenage girl rediscovering things. This was once my hatchling room, hundreds of years ago. Here, go on and stretch those little legs while I make some preparations. Let's see. Excellent. The little devils managed to recover every bit of my armor. Ooh, and made it nice and shiny. Best avert your eyes, my dear, unless you want to see your queen undress. Oh no, I've already taken off this ragged shirt. My breasts are just exposed in this lurid light from the fireplace. Whatever will I do now? Oh, come now. You've seen me nude plenty of times, haven't you? You were one of the bath attendants that served my sisters and me. No. While we wrestled and roared and fought each other in that delicate rose petal kissed water. Did you have fun watching us, by the way? We do love to get all the help. We do love to get the help all riled up by fighting naked. You all give us so much entertainment with your blushing and secret worshipping. Oh, darling, why do you think we dragons love your kind so much? No, not humans. To hell with that. No offense, of course. No, I don't mean humans. I mean, well, from how you're glaring at me, I can see you already know what I'm about to say. Don't you? And you hate that you do. My pretty little songbird. Don't call you that. That darling, that's exactly what you are. Why do you think you have that incredible magic in your veins? Oh my. You don't even know what a songbird truly is, do you? You only know what those slavers and priests' robes taught you and all your brothers and sisters just like you. They told you that you're a monster, didn't they? That the magic in you is a sin and that you must be made to kneel and worship us. But why? Why, the Obari dragon family, the most dangerous of the dragon royal families. An Obari can absorb magic in dangerous amounts. A songbird produces magic in dangerous amounts, but oh, you have to. You can't let that nasty farmer bring destruction down on those that you love. So, like a walking martyr set to burn on the pyre, you walk forward in a ball of cruel pain. An eruption made to chase the demons that want in. Out. Simple as that. Oh, there it is. The shift from shame to curiosity. How could I be so brilliant? A simple mouse like me. Let me show you. You have to trust me, however, lest we both go up in a brilliant blaze of magic. Do you want to stay cramped in these cold walls, skittering about like your namesake, constantly in fear that a big old cat will snatch you? Or do you want to burn with me while I drive fearsome men and women to their knees in your name? Come closer. Closer now. Closer now. You see? You see what you are capable of now? You see this white-hot flame that has coated us both? Feel that power in you. Raw and vengeful. It's what caught my eye in the first place, you know. All the other songbirds, they cage up with their weak little songs. Well, they're nothing to the phoenix-like fury that rages in you. You are ready to have your name seared in history. A songbird is a shield to the farmer's sword. It's a struggle that has been going on for aeons. Two legendary figures reincarnated to battle or to spy on each other or to make love with extreme prejudice over and over and over. But not all songbirds are true. After all, there can be only one at a time. How do I know about all this? The Shadow King himself told me. Funny fellow, constantly shapeshifting, much like a real shadow. Voracious appetite for human flesh. I believe his sister came to scold me last time, as I haven't spoken to him since. Or maybe she was his lover. Who knows? I don't think they did. Oh, if you see a surly young woman with a black cat about, try not to look her in the eye. Between you and I, of all the shadow royalty I've met, the little one is the scariest. Came pretty close to taking my head off with a scythe that screamed with the souls of the damned. Always the short ones that try and kill you when you call them adorable. I can't help it, though. I'm over 8 feet tall, my dear. Everything is simply adorable to me. Or murderable, I suppose. We both burned so beautifully with you in my arms. Don't we? Yes, my queen. Oh, that does send shivers to all the right parts in this old body. Come, now. It's time to prepare yourself. To prepare for war? No, no, darling. To prepare for me. I don't want to rip you in two, you know. There's a bath in that room there, my dear. Feel free to freshen up. Oh, that was quite the cute little sneeze. Just from my tail flicking near your nose. Oh, don't worry, my pet. Take your time. You're more than a